The United States says it will continue to arm Kurdish YPG forces in Syria despite Turkey's fierce opposition.
We have always been clear with Turkey that the weapons provided to the Syrian Democratic Forces would be limited, mission-specific, and provided on an incremental basis to achieve military objectives only.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made those comments during a joint press conference with his Turkish counterpart in Ankara. Tillerson criticized Ankara for detaining thousands of its own citizens as well as American nationals as part of a post-coup operation. He called the incarcerations unjust. Tillerson also called on Turkey to show restraint in its offensive against YPG militants in the northern Syrian region of Afrin. The Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu clearly explained Ankara's stance on unresolved issues. He admitted that relations between the two countries are at a critical juncture.
Our relations are at a critical stage. We will either mend our relations or they would go worse. Since last night, we agreed to normalize our relations with a common will and we came to an agreement, or rather an understanding.
Çavuşoğlu hit back at Tillerson's criticisms, saying the country's judicial system is independent and no one can interfere in its affairs. He said his government would take steps with the U.S. once Kurdish militants leave Syria's Manbij. He then expressed support for Syria's territorial integrity. Concurrent with the visit, dozens of Turkish protesters in Ankara rallied against Washington's support for Kurds. The conflict of interests in the region and a series of other issues have seriously soured relations between the U.S. and Turkey in recent years. Joining us live now from South Bend, Indiana, is Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is editor of Culture Wars Online magazine. Mr. Jones, what do you make of this rift, now very public rift, really, between Turkey and the U.S. over the YPG?
Well, Tillerson's not being honest here. The purpose of these moves is to create an independent Kurdistan. This has been the plan all along, ever since the invasion of Iraq in 2003. It's to break up all of these countries into little Balkanized states that will have no political power or military power so that the United States can exploit their natural resources, their energy resources. Now, the response to Erdogan is interesting because he said once the United States said they were going to arm the Kurds, he said what they deserve is an Ottoman slap. That's his quote, Ottoman slap. He's referring to the Ottoman Empire. This gives you some indication of what's on Erdogan's mind at this point. Okay, he wants to restore the Ottoman Empire, which was basically dismembered by the European powers after World War I. Okay, what Tillerson doesn't understand is that every time he weakens the states that were created by the Sykes-Picot Agreement, he gives legitimacy to the Ottoman Empire and he puts wind in the sails of Erdogan. One other crucial aspect here is that Turkey is now becoming very aggressive about energy resources offshore in Crete. They're sending Turkish military vessels to block gas exploration offshore of Crete. So you put these two things together and what you see is Erdogan trying to resurrect the Ottoman Empire.
And so, Mr. Jones, how far do you think the United States is willing to go in its support for Kurds? Is it willing to sacrifice its relations with the Turks even further?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Because if you press the issue, you're going to blow up NATO because Turkey's a member of NATO. And if you blow up NATO, you're knocking down one of the main pillars that supports the American empire. So I've said before, I think Tillerson's a man who plays checkers, and he's got an opponent who plays chess. He makes these moves, and he doesn't understand the far-reaching consequences that they involve.
All right, Mr. Jones, we'll leave there at that. But, of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.